It's the show, Fede. Who's the what's good? It's your boy, YouTube, and welcome back to my name is Mike.
Episode
8.
Huge. Let's go.
That onboards, and when are we going to get to a point where we tell you wardrobe change?
Wardrobe change?
Yeah, man, now they're seeing me with the same outfit.
Budget constraints.
Oh my God.
So today we'll speak. Sorry,
2022.
I forgot. I'm at 2.0.
Okay.
I'm at prime time, Lucas.
Hey, baby.
I just wanted to mention one thing I'm very proud about these guys, man. Like, yeah, they are.
Good looking.
Amazing.
Short.
Fat.
If you watched the previous episode, that won't be offensive to you. One thing about these brews, they are furthering their studies, which is huge. So as a friend, I'm proud of them. Lucas is doing his master's, Matai is doing his honors.
Hey, I think so. I think I'm doing it.
Thank you.
I don't know. Are you doing it or is it doing you?
And let me tell you, Tatele.
Are you doing each other?
Let me tell you. You are doing fucking great.
Oh my gosh.
You're wearing a onesie.
Nah, and you're wearing a onesie.
Oh my God. Onesie boy. So today we're talking about friendship etiquette. But you guys know, before we start every single podcast, want to appreciate you guys, man.
And I've seen the comments.
For the past couple of videos, we've been reading the ones at the top. Let's read the ones halfway, man.
You must scroll, ne? And just stop.
And just stop. So that you guys can all feel the reading of the comments, because you can see this for everyone.
Let's go.
So you don't feel
randomized.
Let's go.
So you don't feel pressure to post a banger. Yeah. So this one with only 18 likes from Katlego says, can I just say
my namesake?
Can I just say how I love how focused and smart Lucas is? All these comments about
why
Lucas.
Why is it always about Lucas?
Hey, man.
I think because you can speak English.
You think amazing.
To understand that joke, go watch the previous episode. Tay Damini, I know her as Tay Tay Dabai. She goes, going back isn't such a bad concept, especially because as humans, we evolve in 5 years' time. You're differently different people. We're speaking about navigating breakups.
Seems like you got the tidy on you.
Stop saying with tidy. Stop saying with tidy. I'm gonna read one more. Also, shout out
to big niggas will rub off of me. I'm sorry, guys. Like, you guys have to watch the previous episode.
Another one by Q.
DJ Q.
Q and Gwenya says, I am glad that you haven't removed your content. Whoa.
I saw that comment.
I saw that one. And you know what?
Okay,
you
know what?
Let's not go down the avenue.
Removed your content with more because it's a part of you. Facts. Some people do, which is weird because that is a part of your life journey.
Quick one. Did you think about removing it?
Not at all.
It wasn't an option. No?
Not even a thought.
My question is, if she ever asked you to remove it, what would you do?
Great question.
I'd remove it.
Yeah, well, you screwed that one.
And she asked me nicely.
But I get it.
But she never did.
It's a part of you.
Because she understands that, like, I'm very passionate about my work. So everything I do, every video that I post, every reel, everything, I put a lot of passion into it, a lot of work into it.
Yeah.
So she knows how happy it makes me. Anyway, today we're talking about friendship.
Friendship.
So if you guys don't know, let me tell you guys something. I made this bruise in 2015. I think
congratulations.
I made my 31st. Unfortunately.
Did. What do you mean?
I made my 31st. He used to be an engineering student. It rippled him.
When he attempted this engineering.
It gave him blue eyes, red eyes. Yes, he even grew a beard. He just aged.
And when we met this guy, he was bald.
He was bald. He didn't have a beard.
He was a registrar.
Yeah,
engineering, I'm trying to wash it. A hoodie satin.
Hey, can I add a comment before you move on?
Yeah.
If you are studying engineering right now, RN, and you have thoughts about quitting it,
Do it.
But today, we are not going down memory lane as such.
Yeah.
We are speaking about the nuances of friendship.
So my relationship with them started in 2015. When did your guys' relationship start? Because your shit is way.
When did I start raising you?
Yo, I Matladi was such a wack guy when I met him, man. And I looked at him and I was like, yo, this guy's not gonna make it very far if I don't help this guy.
So he needed support, man?
Yo, I could see it in his eyes.
I had the same feeling when I met him. I was like, yeah.
I was like, yo, if I don't keep this guy close,
disaster.
So I was like, let me at least put him onto some fire music, right? I'm like, oh my boy, come here. Let me show you.
This is when? This is in...
This is 20...
Oh, grade
9. 20.
Yeah, but I don't feel comfortable with you lying like that, hey?
2011.
That's not how it happened.
No, I'm kidding. I'm going to tell you how it happened. Yeah. 2011. I think...
Tell them what happened.
So I think I was going through my fields because I was jamming...
Tell them what happened.
I was going through my fields and you came to me and said...
Tell them
clearly because you have a better...
Do you want me to tell them?
Yes.
Grade 9.
Mm-hmm.
SS.
Whoa.
Mr. Manongwani.
Damn, that's specific.
Sweet guy.
I like, he was my
Zimbabwean.
Coach. We won the league. He's my coach.
So sometimes it looks like everybody here has their shit together.
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
Mm, but it looks like it.
There was a time where Lucas didn't, he definitely didn't have his shit together.
Oh nah? My God.
And if it's something that we shouldn't speak about, you cut it out. I want to speak about
no,
it.
No, speak about anything. I have nothing to hide.
So grade 9, this is when I met Lucas. He was wearing shorts, which was quite ironic.
Oh, what a villain.
So my boy was wearing shorts.
Yeah.
And I was, growing up, I was a good boy, as you would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Raised by my mom. Can I ask a weird question?
Dad, but to mom.
Oh, dad. Can I ask a weird question?
Yeah, go ahead.
But this is more for females, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies.
Ish, and my mom watches the podcast.
Yeah, ask.
Hello, mama. I think my mom wanted a daughter.
I mean, she almost got one.
If you remove the beard and then those thick thighs, those curves. Yeah, what a bad bitch.
Guys, I just want to say you have to watch.
No wonder we always say Matt, you make it clap.
Guys, we shoot 2 episodes a day. So the purpose of this is an ongoing joke from the previous episode. We were speaking about insecurity. So these guys are best friends, you know, since they're nine.
I don't know this guy.
Yeah.
So please don't be offended or think they bring each other. They just weird. They're very weird and the way that they show each other love.
And I think I want to blame Lucas now for, I forgot my point again.
No, you're talking about your mother wanting a daughter.
You went from, we met in grade 9, my mother wanted a daughter. What are you saying, Chief?
Guys,
I forgot
sorry.
My point.
You were talking about...
But I had a point to make, Lucas.
Yes, we're going down memory lane and you were explaining how you met me. But for some reason, you digressed and said something
digressed.
About your mother wanting a daughter.
Yeah, I think my mom wanted a daughter. So I think she raised me in that vibe.
Okay.
Oh, so you've been the lady in Lucas's life, basically.
This is why I guess I joined.
Because you have Matari Mahani.
I have emotional support. I have so many other things.
Emotional support.
Except for Carlos. Hey, man, he's a big guy. Yeah,
but we let
I can really make it work. Hey?
So, since we're digressing a lot,
I forgot.
Today, in today's episode, we've got like a panel of 3 lovely ladies, ghost ladies.
Lovely.
Like, G, don't sue us.
We don't mean
they
to.
They want to ask a question. There's a hand already that's been raised. So, like, can you please kindly pass the mic to someone there?
How do you...
But doing hello, Ceci.
Hi. Who are you?
Just hello.
Who Hi, are everyone. You?
Hello.
Hello.
Question. Okay. How do you guys feel about each and every one of you playing on each other's... I don't want to call them insecurities because I don't know how you guys feel about them.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you guys feel about, like, all of y'all playing on each other's... I'll say insecurities.
Yeah.
Shortcomings.
Joking about each other's flaws or joking about what may be or what may be perceived as a flaw.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I'm going to make examples.
No, come for me.
Example. Shame. I was actually going to... Example.
Yeah.
For example, Matlady keeps playing on
exactly
Lucas's height.
That.
Lucas keeps playing on
right
Matlady's curves.
Example. Exhibit
yeah. A. Yeah.
And then when Matlady does that, Lucas plays on his
curves.
Weight.
Wait.
On
his curves.
Exactly.
Kevin Dijon.
I don't know what insecurities you guys play on with Tato.
Oh, they speak about my stutter. They used to go.
There we go.
When I buy clothes, they say, hey, what about onesie? Hey, what did you say? What about two piece?
I would like to speak on that.
Okay.
You know, I like. Hey,
first of all, thank you for your question.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, right? One thing I've always wanted in a friendship is freedom. And I always define friendships as the ability to allow people to be who they are and accept them for who they are.
Speak on it.
So, and the circle that I keep is not people that will get offended easily, because I'm not the kind of person to get offended.
Have you asked us how we feel?
You guys have never brought it up to my attention. So as far as I'm concerned, you guys are taking this like real men.
Indoor the iCarly.
So, I think it works for me because it, obviously, you will project how you are onto like the world and in and around you. So I feel like to get over certain insecurities or to get over certain things that I'm so shy about, I need my friends to make fun of me about them so that I can easily let go of it and think of it as a joke.
Yeah, thanks. Also, I just want to give you guys context, like people, the viewers watching and listening. We've been friends for a very long time. We've communicated about many things. We didn't start making jokes from week one about this thing. We understand each other. We know what we're insecure about, what we're not insecure about. We know if I make this joke once, how the person reacts.
Yeah.
So the jokes we make is because we know that. Oh wait, one day, once upon a time, Lucas's height was his insecurity. Once upon a time, Teddy's whatever was his insecurity. Teddy's whatever. And the things that we know now, it's
and you're Yabru. Hey, we went on that. Hey,
come over, boys.
Come over.
So everything we've gone through,
catch me on the off ramp.
Everything we've gone through, we've overcome it, and we've kind of helped each other by speaking about that thing to each other.
Yeah.
Do you get
yeah.
what I'm saying? So now because we've spoken about a certain insecurity, we know that we can make that joke because it's like, you spoke to me about it, we worked on it together, or you worked on it, and now we know we can make it into a joke. And it's how our friendship works. We literally joke about everything.
Yeah. Except this money.
Like, yo guys, these guys are actually light. There's one of our friends, his name is Best.
Yo, did I ever
Best
tell you?
Best will grill you from the moment he sees you until the moment
but
he leaves.
I just want to say that Best has the biggest head I've ever seen in my life.
And you have the longest. Anyway, Yeah, man, that's a long head. Have you ever seen my daddy's head?
Yeah. Tron used to call me Luke Love.
Anyway, guys, I'm so sorry. These guys are digressing. I don't know if it's what they're drinking or what. We've been friends for a very long time. And
but I wanted to add, yeah, when you're done, to your question.
Okay.
I think if you making a joke and it's not malicious, then it is what it is.
Then it's a joke.
Mm. It's a joke.
Speak on it.
Yeah, that's it. I don't think I can say, what can I say that's malicious to you? What can I say that's malicious?
No, it's the tone. I would know it's malicious based on how you're saying it and why you're saying it. If we're having a conversation like this and it's very casual,
I just remind you that you're short.
Then you remind me I'm short. It's funny. I laugh about it. And I'll remind you that you have curves. My size 33. And then it's funny. No, it's more. My 43. And then I quit. I'm playing. But in any case, like, you can tell that whether something is malicious or something is not. It's the tone, it's how somebody presents it.
Yeah.
And the context.
It's why you say it.
Which brings us to the point in friendships of like communication and understanding your friend. You need to know the boundaries in which you can speak to your friend, address your friend, and joke to your friend. And it's because we've had that communication within the years that we've been friends.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
And you know, I believe personally, like, despite, you know, there's a time thing between us. Like, we've been friends for quite some time.
Yeah.
But I feel like a part of us knew when we met whether this person was
long term or short term.
Genuine or not?
Despite the genuine part, like, if you guys were compatible, there's like a compatibility that comes. You know when you chill around somebody and you can have a casual conversation from the get-go, and it's not even about, it doesn't feel awkward, it doesn't feel forced. It's when we're joking, we see something funny, we can both relate on how funny it is. We can both relate on being serious about certain topics. We share the same
sentiments,
aspiration. Ooh, listen to
stay
you.
Stay shining, shining.
Cotton fist boys. But like, you know, when you can relate on that level, Joe, you know, you've met people and you knew that I can never be a friend. I can never be friends with that person. Because either way, you might, personally for me, I might think you're too sensitive.
Okay. So since we're speaking about like friendship etiquette, how do you guys decide who can be a long-term friend to you? Like, what qualities do you want in a friend? Matladi.
Do you decide or do you know?
Which quality do you want in a friend?
Yeah, what system of...
My biggest thing to this day is loyalty.
Speak on it.
Yeah, when... Because it's easy to rock when things are fun. But when things get bad, when I'm complaining, when I'm sad, that's when it matters for me.
Yeah.
Are you there to remind me who I am? If you can do that, then you're one of the boys.
How long does it take you to realize?
Even when you're short.
Hmm? How long does it take you to realize? Like, what is that?
It's not a time thing. Sometimes I think you get lucky enough to meet someone genuine.
Yeah.
That's why every time someone new's come in the circle, we know when it's a good guy. I remember when, can we mention names? You can.
Yeah, knock yourself out, dog.
You can see the first letter.
Just Ayo. Speak. Yeah.
Remember when you met Ayo?
Yeah.
You can easily tell that this guy can gel within the ecosystem.
Don Ayo.
Don Ayo.
The DJ.
Hey, and by the way, shout out.
Huge.
Yeah. Big guy.
It's not often that you meet someone like that.
Yeah.
But then as soon as you meet someone like, okay, this guy has pure intentions. This guy wants to grow and he wants to see you grow as well.
Yeah.
And then you understand that, okay, I feel the same way about you. I want to work on my own thing. I want you to work on your own thing and I want you to grow.
Yeah.
And I think as soon as you meet someone like that, it's a little bit easier to understand that, okay, this guy has positive intentions.
Yeah.
This guy is genuine. This guy is a friend. This one is someone I can depend on. But to go back, this is, for me, as selfish as it is, loyalty is very important.
I don't think that's selfish.
That's a very important thing.
That is very important.
No, but I think this loyalty does bring some expectations that are a bit selfish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there's a difference between loyalty and expectations. I don't think, like, with loyalty, right, it's not something I'm asking for. Yeah. I am not asking for you to be loyal to me.
Okay.
But it's something you present to me. Then I'm obviously going to take that in with my perception of how much I value loyalty. Mm-hmm. But it's a person's character. Like, it's not something that you do specifically for me. Yeah. I don't think it's one of those things that you are loyal only towards me. If you are a loyal person in your formation, like in your genome, you're just loyal, I will pick that up. And if that's something I value, I'm going to keep you around because I feel like that's important
so
to
what
me.
So what do you value then in a friendship?
Much, just the same as my thing. I value loyalty
but
and
not,
understand.
Not direct copycat. So you basically...
Why do you think we're friends?
So you're if like, we are. So you like loyalty. With,
I mean, you're my friend.
So you like seeing someone that can be loyal, not necessarily to you, but to the people around them.
I want a genuine... Me personally, I like genuinity. I like decency.
Genuinity is not a word. Lewis doesn't know English.
Ooh, I was trying to be my thug. I was practicing my thug 2.0.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I like genuines. I like decency.
Guys, can you... So hold on. Everyone stop. On Twitter, hashtag Malum is Mike.
Lucas doesn't know English.
I want to see how you guys spell genuinity. That's my
just
question
a,
to the
just
viewers.
Just put a Y at the end of the genuine.
No, I don't tell them. Everybody, please. Hey, guys, I'm pleading with you. We're going to retweet and quote
please,
that thing.
Tato,
the best
let me
one,
tell you.
The yeah. best one that we like will get a reward.
Tato told me we have an international audience, so mm-hmm. I have to be mindful of my language.
I don't believe.
And because of that, now I have to over-exercise my English.
What's going on with you? Over-exercise? That's not a thing, hey?
That's the thing. Now, when
just
I
say
do,
you
when
don't
I,
know, just say you don't know it.
When I overdo it.
Over-exercise.
I've heard that before.
I don't want to exert. From Lucas. I don't want to exert myself.
Over-exert yourself.
Exert is already an exaggeration.
So one quality that I like.
That's redundant.
One quality I like, before we take another question, one quality that I love in friendships. For me, I'm a very, how to describe it without sounding very vain and
what do you value?
No, say what you.
I'm a person that if I bring you into my life,
mm-hmm.
I will treat you very well.
Yeah.
Okay. Emotionally. I'll be there for you if you need me to be there for
physically.
You. Physically. All the different aspects.
All the Kalis.
All of them. To the highest potential in my perspective. So now, if I do those things and I see you reciprocating that in your capacity,
yeah,
it's very attractive towards the friendship.
Yeah.
And now if I see you be there for me, check on me, not even check on me, man. If I see you treat me the way I treat you, treat me well. If I see that you're a good person.
Decency. Yeah.
If you're decent, then it's good for me. Because with me, I'm really bad at like communication, confrontation, and speaking about things that you people do that upset
you people.
Speaking about things that Daddy and Lucas do that upsets me. Do you get what I'm saying? So if you make my life easier, you're just a good bro, we can have a good time. And then I'll have you in my life for a long period
so
of time.
So when did you know with us? Because we were already friends.
That took long, yeah. What's the question?
Actually, before that question, I really want to know, like, when did you know with us?
With you, I can easily... So things that Lucas and I did the same degree, and he was always a year ahead of me. And whenever I needed help, he'd always be there for me.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Without even thinking about it twice. And whenever I needed to speak about something, whether it was about school, life, relationships, friendships, parenthood, my insecurities... For some reason, I could easily speak to him about it. And I knew that if I spoke to him about it, I'd get good answers. It'll help me navigate me towards the right direction to solving that problem. Do you get what I'm saying? Because it's like, yeah, pretty much that.
Let me help you out.
Okay. Okay. No. Let me think about the first thing, Shem.
I inspire you.
The one thing.
Oh my God. Of course he does.
The only thing you inspire me in is...
vibes.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to think what you inspire me in.
His name.
So when I'm in Matlady, I knew he was going to be a good friend of mine. So I think in my mind, when we met, I had a friend called Totlan.
Yeah.
Where is he? For real.
Our first year, we were doing some module. So Tlang was the funniest guy in the class. And then he introduced me to Matladi. And when I met him, I could instantly just be myself, instantly have a good time, be comfortable. I'm a very insecure person back in the day in first year, 2015.
Yeah.
I wasn't insecure and I was very comfortable. Do you know what I'm saying? I always had a good time. I could feel moments where I could spend long periods of time with him. Actually, I felt like I could spend long periods of time with Matladi before I could spend long periods of time with you.
Yeah.
He makes me very comfortable. It's a thing of like, yo, you do you, I do me, we do each other, whatever we're doing is
we
a fine.
We do each other. I hope y'all are not doing that.
I know you want to do me, but nah.
Whatever we're doing at the time, it was very easy to do that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just like the fact that of how comfortable I was around him.
Yeah.
If, like, one thing that stands out about Matladi is.
You guys giving me compliments?
Nigga, relax. Imagine you're not here. Imagine we just talking about you. You don't have the.
Let me play with this cat.
I shut off his mic, yeah? You were saying?
I'm saying
that. I shut off yours.
Wrong mic. Yeah, but I was saying that one thing about Matladi, right, that has stood out throughout, like, me knowing him, is how comfortable this guy makes everybody.
Yeah.
Like, Matladi is so easy to speak to. He's so easy to have, like, around. To just be, yeah, to have around.
And I get you, because you live with him. So, obviously, it has to be easy for you.
Imagine, I would have been annoyed.
You wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be shooting this thing together, because you'd hate him.
I would have killed him.
Yeah.
Why
are you using Lucas's mic?
Do you guys think I improved your lives?
So, we have a question on the floor. Matladi, can you please give the mic to the question?
What do you guys think y'all's friendship flaws are? So, for example, Lucas, you'd say, what do you think Tato's flaws are in the friendship? What do you think Lucas's, Matladi's flaws are? And then, obviously...
Yeah, so we just list flaws about each other.
Friendship flaws.
Can I start with Lucas? Yo, hey, sounds like he's had something on his chest. He always wanted to get off.
Speak about height. The joke is boring.
Yeah, we tired now.
I'm not gonna make any jokes.
What are my friendship flaws?
And I've always wondered,
yeah,
in terms of your relationship.
Okay.
He is practical. I think you're practical.
Okay.
I think you're very practical to a flaw.
Okay.
As well. And I want you to know, like, do I agree or not agree?
It's, no. I'm taking this.
Do you agree?
Do you
agree? You know, you need a feedback loop in life. And I value
your
opinion right now.
I appreciate the fact that you think I know what a feedback loop is. Because I know what a feedback loop is.
I mean, you can put them together. Feedback loop,
loop
goes around, feedback comes back. So imagine if it comes
so
back.
So you were saying. But I, in terms of you being so practical.
Yeah.
I think... being practical is one thing, but is not how life works. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of unknowns.
Gray areas.
Something you'd know, margin of error.
Ooh.
Do you know margin of error?
Don't tickle my fancy.
I know you hear me saying extra for the wizard, but I have an engineering degree.
Speak on it.
Yeah, just to remind you.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's always... you have people that you care about around your space.
Yeah.
From the outside, you can see their strengths, you can see their weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
I can easily think that Lucas's weaknesses is this, Tato's weakness is this. But from my experience, short experience,
he can't help himself.
I think you are practical to a flaw, like I said before. I think sometimes you maybe are not aware of there's other dynamics in life that play at hand.
So when you say Lucas, I can't wash the dishes, I'm tired. He's like, no, dog, dishes must be washed at 6. You're like, but Lucas,
you know,
I've got other problems in life. Like, my mom is shouting at me, work is tough, I'm going through a breakup, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So he's saying he hasn't factored in the other factors in your life that which might not necessarily.
I think we have a very cordial relationship. I think we understand each other.
Just use the word cordial.
He did.
Huge.
Big.
And we were attacking his English. Not this man saying that.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Wow.
Let's keep it going. Let's keep it.
But yeah, anyway, cordial.
Mm.
Are you good there with the mic, my boy?
No, we lit.
So, do you fear that... Let me rephrase. Is that okay?
No.
I want to use your terms.
Oh, whoa.
Irrational numbers and rational numbers. Okay. Remember that concept in first year?
Don't come at me with the real numbers.
You are very rational, very practical. Do you fear that you are... My opinion... that it's to a fault, that it's to your detriment. Do you worry about that?
I don't know. Do you understand what he's saying?
I do.
You should.
I hope the viewers understand. Because so I feel like he's saying that like there'll be situations where you're quick to give an answer on the problem without thinking about the factors which the person could be going through in the moment.
And it's a very specific solution to the said problem.
Mm. But then you're not thinking about the other factors.
Yeah.
Do you worry about that?
I do. And you know, funny enough, it's been something every once in a while I try to be conscious. Remember, I think we were having a conversation once about when somebody presents a problem to you. And sometimes a person is not looking for a solution to your problem. Yeah. And my practicality forces me to want to have a solution. Like, I want to be like, I think we're wasting time crying about the situation. Let's solve it.
It's kalaswaning.
Your problems are not unique. The only thing I'm not aware of in that moment is that, like you said, there are so many other factors at play. But obviously, because of the way I was raised and so many other things that formed who I am today.
Yeah.
It takes effort on my part to be aware of the fact that sometimes people just want you to listen when they present the problem to you. Sometimes people are coming to you from an emotional perspective and does not really need a practical approach. Yeah. It just needs a human approach to be like, oh, I understand. I understand why you feel this way. And it makes sense, and it's completely normal. Instead of saying, "How can we solve it?" or instead of saying, "Going for the easiest and quickest solution," as if that person never thought about it.
Yeah,
because more often than usual, somebody has already thought about what do I need to do to move forward.
More than likely,
I get that.
It's just hard to do it.
I get that
because I'm dealing with the emotions right now. So a part of me is aware. It's just that obviously, the way I've been brought up and the way that I have neglected my own emotions in many situations prevent me from being aware of other people's emotions.
Yeah, he's basically acting on the way that you grew up. Which flaws do you think we have in friendships?
I was talking about that because I live with this guy.
That was so easy for you, dog.
Because I live with you, nigga. I see you every day.
I don't think you have flaws, by the way.
You just mentioned one. I don't think it's a flaw. It's just one of those things that you noticed. That
go ahead.
A shortcoming.
Go ahead.
Anyway, Matladi, in my opinion,
Shem, you're more than welcome to name more than one.
No, I only have one that I'm going to mention, and then I'll come back. I'll come to you. I have one for you.
Oh, shit.
Matladi jokes too much in almost every situation. Like, it's very hard for people to take Matladi seriously, even when he wants to be serious.
OC's intellect,
And more often than usual, he is serious, and what he's saying makes sense. But there's so much, like, he's like a kid with ADHD. There's so many things happening in his brains, like all the neurons are firing at the same time when he's trying to formulate one idea. And he gets easily distracted. He distracts himself.
He gets overwhelmed.
He gets, like, Matladi, and I live with Matladi, and not that I'm putting you on the spot, right?
Speak on the job.
We obviously confined in each other.
Mm.
Like, Matladi will come, say it's whatever talking stage that he's going through, and it's failing, and the boat is sinking. Mm. He'd be like, yo, dog.
Every Wednesday.
Every other Tuesday. Mm. He's like, hey, dog, they say that I don't listen, or I'm insensitive, or I'm this, or I'm that, right? And I do mention it to him, like, you know, sometimes, just listen without making, like, I know the jokes are too easy. They're really right there. But don't make it. Or don't die. He likes...
Shut the fuck up sometimes.
Yeah, shut the fuck up sometimes. And he likes to deviate. Like, Matladi, if a moth flew across the room in the middle of you expressing how you are dying inside.
So, hey, what's that thing there?
The thing is so huge.
Hey, look at that thing. I'm actually scared of moths.
And disregard everything you said.
It's like we're talking about daddy issues.
Yeah. With you. What?
With who?
With Thato.
Okay.
Thato.
Hey, what God, is heavy on your heart.
It is. Because it's one of those things, like, not heavy on my heart. It's just general. You are very shy with your emotions. Like, not in the sense of like you are somewhat shy with your emotions. And not the surface emotions that you will express, like, hey guys, I'm going through a lot. That's fine. And then there's, I don't know what's going on. And I'm just free roaming.
I agree with that.
You have a tendency.
Is it an intervention?
No, you have a tendency.
This is an intervention.
It might be an intervention. You have an ability to free roam. Like you switch off.
My boy does that very well.
You switch
what
off.
What are you talking about?
Like free roam. I'm telling you. What are you talking about? You switch off and you free roam. And when I say free roam, right, you just go on with the, you roll with the punches of life. Even though, as your friend, I can see her that you're going through a lot. But you're not saying anything. And
so
I can't
why
force
as
you
friends that know I'm going through, why don't you come to me?
Let me speak on that.
And ask me how I am.
No. We've discussed this a few times, my boy. The thing is, you never, as a friend, you never want to.
This became an intervention.
It is an intervention. You never want to say, you never want to remind your friend of their problems or what they're going through. So, but then you always assume that your friend will always count on you when things
are not easy.
Yeah, when you need a friend. Tato does free room. Any free rooms for.
Please define free room.
You guys go.
Free room is. Literally,
have you played PlayStation before?
You go on with life, like you distract yourself from everything else. Like you go out, you go out a lot. You have vibes over and over, and it's like that you are feeling. Allow yourself to feel. It's very okay. Sit down, calm down,
yes.
Find yourself.
Yes.
Because as your friend, I've known you for too long. I can see it in your eyes when you're not there. When you're
unplugged.
You feel
it in this vibe, dog.
Where you're like, hey, Joe, let's go. When I'm trying to have a circle, hey, let's go. Let's,
you know what's the hardest rock, thing with Tato? You never know when to tell him to. Because you don't know when enough is enough.
Dude, you don't want to be a buzzkill. You don't want to be a wet towel.
Yes. You don't want to be a P word.
Whoa. Cats in the house. Cats out the bag.
Pretentious.
But generally I think more than anything, what we're trying to say to you, right, is that as your homies, we know Hose Sharp. Yeah. And we are there for you, Hoy Hose Sharp. So that you don't have to feel like you need to carry on and keep up an appearance or
brand.
Ejo, when you're not cool. It's okay. And as a homie, right, in as much as it's my responsibility to tell you, eventually we do. Remember we had a conversation outside and we're like, we are concerned to an extent.
We have important conversations. You said I laugh at serious situations.
But yeah, I think that's the only concern I have. Like, and it's not even like a bad
it's
thing.
It's not
like,
a big concern.
It's not a bad thing. Like, it's not a bad trait. It's one of those things that it's a safe space, dog.
Mm. Yeah, Shem, let me give you guys like context.
So where are you looking for perspective?
No, context.
No, you're looking for perspective.
Yeah, hey, Matlari, it is cool.
No, I'm looking for context.
Instruct everybody on what to do.
Dog, it's not about how I see things. It's about context, like what brought me to that point. Okay. So the way we're looking for perspective.
Don't ever tap me again.
My whole life, growing up, this might sound like a big bash to my family, but like this, the environment that I grew up in, there wasn't a time for you to speak about how you're feeling. Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying? You were literally left to figure your shit out. Or let me say me as the firstborn.
Yeah.
So I've never had an opportunity to necessarily speak about my feelings to my dad or my mom or my brother or my sister. Yeah, that's everybody.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Like when you try to speak, not to bash you guys' family, but when you try to speak, there's not a lot of listening happening. Do you get what I'm saying? A lot of like interpretation happening.
Yeah. Wait. You feel like you are not understood because they could be listening.
Not understood. They weren't listening to me.
What makes you think they were not listening?
Because I was speaking and then they get distracted and just say something else.
They didn't understand.
They didn't understand.
Yeah.
No, but I was very clear though. I'm very clear and concise person.
The thing about
that's true.
The thing
I am
about
set
these,
about this thing.
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
And you're speaking about how you feel right now. Like how a different person could have had a different perspective of what you were going through is up to them.
Yeah. So growing up, this might sound very snaps, but growing up, when it came to that thing of me going through trials and tribulations, I literally only had myself.
Yeah.
So I'm not used to saying, oh my gosh, Lucas, I'm sad about this, or feeling I'm sad about this. You're sad, nigga, get the fuck up and keep going. Like, keep moving.
Yeah.
You're bleak, keep going. So for me, and it's become a bad habit of mine, it's like when I'm sad or when I'm down, I keep going.
Yeah.
But now I don't go in a logical manner. I go.
You rock.
I put my foot on the accelerator and I put it flat. Driving 320 kilometers per hour my way.
Yeah.
I'm going.
Yeah.
Because my mind is like, dog, it's not time to feel. Like, we need to keep going.
Yeah.
I get it.
There's bigger things in life. And I think it's actually a serious problem. It's a big thing that I need to work on. and something that I've been trying to work on. Even like Naomi was telling me, she's like, yo, bro, when are you alone? Because Monday to Wednesday, I'm with you. We're working together. Thursday to Friday, you're with your boys.
Yeah.
Thursday to Sunday, you're with your boys. Or you're with people, you're with friends. Yeah. Yeah. So when are you actually feeling your emotions? When are you doing things that you like? When are you... What do you like? Do you know what you like? Even like my other friends told me as well.
Was that a concern of... Yeah, we were concerned about that as well.
Yeah. Well, like, Joe, I think... Obviously, because we're having this conversation now. I think my biggest... Like, you know, I'm much... You see how you explained your situation growing up? I'm much like you. Like, when I was growing up, I never had the space to have those kind of conversations. And I think I learned a lot of that from these guys. Like, from our circle. For example, Tron. Tron is so emotional.
He's a bit of a bitch.
He is a tinky. He's so soft. but I love that because it allowed me to understand that people can be like that, and it's very okay and very normal for you to be open and to be vulnerable. And I'm like, oh shit, I can be vulnerable with my friends,
especially with homies you trust.
You know,
it's
I think I learned that from much like you. I'm a rock, hey? Like Kestina.
I get that. Also, like as much as we're boys and everything, man. Like for a long period of time, it's like we became boys when I was pretty much 70% developed.
Yeah.
So in high school, I didn't have anybody. I didn't have people that I could speak to. If anything, I was bullied for everything.
Yeah.
I was bullied for being black, bullied for being big, bullied for just being myself.
Look, mom.
That's not the point. The point is that, like, growing up in high school, primary school, I didn't have people that, like, even friendship, leave family, friendship that I could speak to about things.
Yeah.
So I don't know how to be like, yo, like, literally, I speak to Lucas about my problems when it is bad.
When it's a big problem. I know.
When it's bad. And I'm like, hey, dog, Lucas, hey.
Shit is blowing up.
Let me tell you, so, then Lucas is like, yeah, but you know, you must solve those things like this. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, it takes time for me. I only speak at the breaking point. And I think this conversation is dope because now at least we know. But the thing is, dog, it's not nice to complain. Dog, move on with your shit, bro.
That's the thing.
I've realized we have lied to ourselves about that.
You know what vent, dog. You know what I think?
You don't want to bottle shit up.
It's not complaining. It's reflecting what the situation is right now. So, and sometimes you have to do that. Sometimes you need to get someone else's perspective. Sometimes you need to understand that, hey, we understand what you're going through. This is what you think. This is what we think is the best way to deal with it. We see what you're doing. This is how you should do it. And it's just opinion as well. And I think a friend is that. A friend is someone that you rely on. A friend is someone, when you are confused, hey, buddy, without judging me, can you give me some advice?
And you know, that's what a friend is. Any judgment.
Yeah. There's many times where we're like, yo, dog, why is this homie not here? We chilling at the Views. Mm. Like, why is Tato not here?
That's what they call the apartment, the Views.
Yeah, Views, the embassy.
Why is Tato not here? You didn't invite me. What do you mean, why am I not here?
Why do you think you need an invite? Why do you think you need an invite?
But I know I don't need an invite, though.
Yes.
Like, I'll be pulling up you guys. Ta-da. I pull up on you guys all the time.
Dog, you can pull up Tuesday morning. You understand?
I'm gonna skip work and chill with you.
Even when I was going through like my breakup, you guys would be like, bro, you're like, yo, you guys tried.
Hey, I told you,
they tried for like a month. Like, yo, bro, come to the house.
Pull
Joe,
up.
Joe, come. Joe, can we come to you? Come. I'm like, yeah, I'm busy. Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm busy.
Pull up.
But I just want you to know, we are always here. We care. Come be yourself, vulnerable.
We have a price there, dog.
Yeah, now you can tell us what you don't like about us.
Yeah.
Let's see this.
Shimona, it's tough. Deep. I bet this is going to minimum 20,000 people.
It is what it is.
I won't lie. Like, I genuinely fucks with you niggas. Like, you guys are cool.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? There's not too many things that are like hectic. Some things I can't say on camera. I'm not going to lie.
Hey, man, sometimes I don't know what these are.
Yeah.
Either we're not listening.
If I get angry, like, you guys will see that I'm angry.
Yeah, we can't miss it.
Yeah, December.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but we do have stupid moments.
Yeah. As everyone does.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, okay, can we start with Lucas?
What's start with Lucas. This nigga took a deep sigh.
I'm thinking about it.
This one might be heavy. Do you ever feel like I'm listening to you?
Yeah, all the time.
Do you listen? Does Lucas listen?
Yeah. How's he gonna give us solutions? Yeah, nah, I can't think of anything about Lucas. Matladi.
You also can't think about
Deadass, I'm not gonna lie.
You don't think this guy jokes a lot?
Yeah.
This guy takes every situation.
Nah, dog. I feel like Matari and I low key, like, we used to be very close, but now we feel like a disconnect, and I don't know what it is. Not a disconnect. We're just not as close, but it's a thing of like, it's how friendships are. Especially when you have a big friendship group.
Seasonal.
It's like, Matari gives me, like, when I'm with Matari, he gives me peace. I'm chilled and relaxed. When I'm with you, you give me advice. So it's not that there's a disconnect. It's just that I get different things from different people.
So what do you need at that time?
At that time.
And that's okay.
Yeah. So I can't even be like this disconnect. Nah, I just, I want, like, when I vent or when I'm down, I usually navigate towards Lucas. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, that's like twice a year, by the way.
I'm like cocaine, hey. I will pick you the fuck up.
What?
Don't mention the word cocaine.
Like, if I was ever like, the thing is that my boys also work a lot. And the brother that I used to chill with the most, that he works a lot.
More than
so it's like, I can't, like, I know I can't be like, yo, I don't know, bro.
You know, it's crazy, no?
Let me pull up, because it's like, you're busy.
You see the thought that you have. I've realized that I've been, and I know Naomi knows this. It's a joke. I've been less accessible than I used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you used to be very accessible.
I used to be very accessible.
Ready for the people.
You are my closest friend in the group.
Still am.
No, you're not.
Who is?
Lucas.
Fuck Lucas.
I'm my daddy's nightmare.
My thing is, I think a lot of us here are still learning. A lot of us are still growing. A lot of us are still discovering ourselves. There's things that we do, and then sometimes you don't realize that you're doing it in the meantime. That is a mistake. I used to pride myself in the fact that people could depend on me.
Yeah.
Because I depend on people. Things get in the way. Don't touch my face.
I was just removing the cat's head.
No, whatever. So I know that sometimes most of my relationships that I've had with people have taken a knock because I've chose to prioritize my career. It was a bit selfish. But I am growing. Not really.
I don't think so.
I think I think we all
understand. There's a time and place for me.
I think we understand where we are.
Yo, I'm glad if you understand.
Yeah.
It's one of the toughest things in my life, because the guy went from being, you could talk to me 24 hours a day to
9 to 5.
9 to 5. To 8. I will reply now, and then the next time you send a message, if it's tomorrow, I'll reply 3 days later.
Yeah.
Do you want to put it in my mouth?
You should put it in your mouth.
You should definitely do that.
But yeah, I'm very aware, and this is for everybody listening. If you're my friend or whatever, I do realize what I did. Somewhat of a mistake.
What you're doing.
You think I'm still doing it? I am still doing it. Somewhat of a bit of a mistake. And I think Lucas can understand a little bit better, because you see me on a daily basis.
I understand.
I literally have to get up at 7, 8 in the morning. I have to work until 5. 6, I'm tired as shit. And I really don't want your problems.
Shame, I also understand.
I'm glad.
Like, I understand it's both. Exhausted. And the thing is that, worst case, the thing is that we went to university together. We know how it's like. You guys are navigating moving from university to being adults.
Yeah.
To having an apartment. Yeah. To gaining cars. To having cash flow. To having to use your money for different expenses.
Responsibilities.
And then you guys both said school this year.
Why?
How can I expect you guys to do the things you used to do, but,
and you
had those modules before.
When you mention it like that, I also understand that perspective, because sometimes you think, and I could imagine you think to yourself, and add on to whatever this person is going through and all.
Like, for example, like I'm shooting a really cool show. A shout out today.
Shout out.
We're there on set from 8 to 5.
Yeah.
And then now we're on set on Wednesday. Lucas like, yo, I can come for like an hour. Tell me when. I'm like, oh, wait. And he's like, yo, I've got a test on the next day. Bro, instantly, I'm like, bro,
yeah, that was like,
don't come.
Yeah,
focus on your test. Because I know how Skella is like. I know how school is like. I know how you can get lost in the sauce. So for me, it's like, my boy is currently going through work and school. Those are his priorities. He must be on those things. I can come second, third, fourth, fifth right now.
That's a great friend.
Because this current state that he's in,
no, shout out.
I will be happier if he gets his master's. Do you get what I'm saying? Versus me getting a YouTube video. Or me getting his time. Like, I want him to excel in what he's doing right now, because that's important to him right now, because he made the decision to study for 2 years right now.
Why?
Go pop.
Go pop.
But I know he's in a Bentley, like a Lamborghini.
No, don't worry about it.
We hope.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
But it is very tricky. And
I think communication at the end of the day.
I think part of
being
part
open.
Of, Part of the reason this podcast is for fit. Part of the reason.
Yo, Matlady, we're going to fire you.
I want
give
to.
Give me a stand. Us, there's two other stand. Anyway, we've got a question on the floor. Paul, what's your stand? What's your question? Please give her the
you
mic.
Guys want to ask a question?
Friendship advice.
No, she means her last question.
Yeah, my question, my last question.
Yeah.
Friendship advice. What you guys would like to say in order to help build your guys' friendship?
Our friendships.
Our friendship with general friendship.
You can start with your friendship because it's like friendship etiquette based on you guys, and then you guys can move on to in general.
Yo, I want to say something.
Okay, go ahead.
I think one thing that's important, one thing that we have is time in the friendship.
Yeah.
We've been friends for more than 6 years.
Is it?
Us together, us three.
Mm. Yeah.
So, you know, we know how we are like. Like, I know how Lucas is like. Matai knows how Lucas is like. I know how Lucas is like. You guys know how I am. So I think we have the capability of being a little bit more aggressive in the friendship than we can be.
What do you mean?
So, for example, you guys can see that I'm going through some stuff. You're giving me the platform to speak to me. I'm not listening. Pull up on me. Do you get what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, we're at the level where we can pull up on each other.
That is fair.
I think I needed to hear
like,
that.
That is fair. Like, it's like, I can be whiling, bro. And you can try to reach out to me through text. I can mind you. Pull up on me. You're not a new friend.
Yo, I don't want to lie. That's very fair.
Yeah, that is fair.
When we were sitting down, we were just hoping that, yo, when is Tato going to show up?
And the crazy thing, for how long were we going to plan on doing that?
Yeah, also,
mine's on end. We didn't discuss coming here.
To give you guys context, we're speaking about the recent changes in my life.
Yes.
Mm. And how I've been basically navigating the healing process of that. Bro, I'm not saying it's your guys' fault or anything like that. It's no one's fault.
Yeah.
But what I was feeling is insane. It's indescribable.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, I was at a breaking point.
Yeah.
I was broken. I was diminished.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to do. All I could do was to do things which would numb my pain.
Yeah.
Distract you.
Numb my pain. Not distract me. Numb my pain.
And then that's understandable. I mean, on our part in this, like in what you said, it is our responsibility to an extent, to meet you, even if it's not halfway. Sometimes you need us to pull up.
Sometimes you need someone to be 90% when you're at that 10. Yeah.
When you're at that 10, because that's how balance works.
Yeah.
So that is completely fair.
Yeah.
I completely
understand. No, but don't think I'm blaming you guys. I'm just saying.
No.
Yeah, I understand what you saying.
It's perspective.
Yeah.
It is perspective.
It's perspective.
Yeah.
And in all honesty, moving forward, having that understanding that in as much as I can expect you to come to me, you would expect the same thing.
Yeah.
And if I'm more capable than you are in that moment, I should be the one
pulling up. Yeah,
that is very insightful.
Yeah, because I was down bad.
I can imagine.
I can see it in your eyes at some point.
Yeah, I was down bad. Like I was down bad. And the thing is that I was lying to everyone that I was speaking to.
Yeah,
I'm fine. I'm dealing with it. I'm doing it. I was diminished, finished, done, zero. I was on 0.09%. And then for some reason, I likely was able to like just become fine again.
Finish.
Or fine enough for the current time.
Yeah.
But I was literally finished.
Now, Maroya, going forward, obviously, there's what I love about these conversations is that once you have that perspective, right?
You know now.
You know better.
Yeah, of course.
And you will do better.
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So actually, we've been having this conversation in and amongst us. We haven't been engaging with any of the audience or anybody who would be listening. In a sense, or I think the one thing that holds this friendship the way it does or keeps it together the way it is is the ability to be vulnerable. And the ability, because in as much as we celebrate our achievements, we are not afraid to say, yo, either. And you know what's the crazy thing? You don't have to do that with everybody. You just need to know that specific friend that will allow you to be vulnerable, allow you to say that, yo, I'm going through a lot and I need support. It's important in friendship groups to be vulnerable. It's important in friendship. And like another thing that I really like about our friendship group is the fact that we celebrate our wins. I think if there's one thing that should define or remind you that the friendship group that you have is important and it's actually adding value to your life, is the kind of friendship group that you can go to whenever you achieve something, whether you think it's small or it's big, and say, hey guys, I've done this, and everybody is joyful and celebrating.
That's facts.
That is so important.
That's facts. Like, I know whenever, like, in university, like, if I ever had to do something good at school, I would tell Lucas, and Lucas would be like, "What?" Talk like Lucas would be like, "What?" And the response is crazy.
Yeah,
and it's like a thing that if you told your family, you wouldn't get the response because you guys understood what it meant to achieve that thing. What you went through those things. Yeah, that's a big fact. I think that shit made us actually become very close to each other.
But the amount of times we just send messages and say, "Hey, I
passed this WK."
Yeah. Oh, like, I got what? This job. Oh my god. Damn.
But that's so true.
That is healthy.
Like the group chat is just full of the group's achievements, and everyone's just there like, wow. Like people are so happy to tell people in the group when there's an achievement.
The first thing I want to do when something goes right.
Real niggas. Our group chat is called the Real Niggas Association.
But I personally think it's more than that, because the wins are easy. Yeah. That's one thing. The toughest time you have is when things are not working out.
Yeah.
And you, more than often, you need someone to tell you, to remind you that, hey, you're capable of this. And it's not oversharing, but I had an important day today.
Yeah.
I had a big day today.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to remind myself of who I am. I don't think I could have done it by myself. I needed this moment to tell me that, hey, like,
you remember when I said my daddy will diminish any good thing you say?
I want to mention all the facts.
Yeah.
Some of us are 168, some of us are 173. But I think a friend is not someone who says congratulations, but someone says, hey dog, you can keep doing this, or you can do this.
Yeah. Mm.
And I think that's where the value is.
Mm.
Sometimes you need someone to say, hey dog, you're good at what you do. Because you forget.
Yeah, you forget your value.
Some bad little thing happens. Some girl breaks your heart.
Yeah.
And then you think what she defines is who you are.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need a reminder. Sometimes you need someone to tell you that, hey, dog, you are Matladi. You are Lucas. You are Tato. Mm. And I think that's what a friend is. If times are bad, someone that reminds you that, hey, dog, you that guy. And I think that's what a friend is. And I think that's what I want to say in our group. We have that in someone. We have someone in that group. You have someone in the. You have the group itself.
Yeah,
I think that's what friends are. That's it. Not a congratulations is simple, Doug.
You'd be surprised.
You think so?
I really think so. You would be surprised. In as much as I like what you said, is very very important that you need a safe space.
Yeah.
You need a place where you can feel like I don't know what I'm going to get specifically coming with this problem,
yeah,
but I know that I'm not going to leave that space feeling the same way I did walking.
Or at least feeling alone. Yeah.
Somebody's going to tell you that, hey man, what you're going through is normal.
Yeah.
And it's understandable for you to feel the way you feel. However, I feel like you have everything in you. You have what it takes to overcome this challenge that you're going through.
Yeah. Also like the authenticity of the congratulations that we give each other.
I think that's what I was going
to. That's some real shit. Like we don't just say like, yo, congrats, away, dog, well done. Like you can see that the bros are really proud of you. Which is the reason why you openly just tell the bros like, yo, dog, I just got my first apartment, bro. Bro, yes. I'm building my mazala a house, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, I just got a job at this biggest firm, bro.
Yes.
Bro, I just did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Do you get what I'm saying? Because you know it's a safe space. Like I remember with me, I used to feel like I used to overshare.
Yeah. Yeah.
My achievement. I was like, damn, I'm just.
You used to be worried about that.
Yeah. I used to be like, yo, bro, guys, I'm doing this. I'm like, I'm doing too much. And if you think about it, I used to stop talking about
my achievements.
Yeah. Then I decided to be selective with who I tell. Because I was like, a group in the beginning was too big. And not everyone there was my friend.
Yeah.
True.
Mm-hmm. So then obviously the group chats. Would there'd be more group chats with less people? More group chats with less people.
Hey, from a group chat of 12. One thing about Tato. Tato will start a group.
Yeah. I remove. There's a group chat of us. How many? We 12, 9, 10. 10.
I think between me and you, we have about 6 groups.
95% in common.
The group boys.
I don't know. Like the things that like I can. See, the things that we have a big group of friends.
Yeah.
And not everyone there is my good friend. So I could see or no man. Mm-mm. Because when I say this achievement, I can see that it's not being taken in a normal way.
Yeah.
There's an ounce of jealousy.
Remove. That's healthy for you as a person.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I don't think people should feel bad about feeling like however you feel based on external stimuli.
Mm.
You really just do.
Stimuli.
Yeah, impress my lady.
Ayo, that's plural for what?
No, plural is
tell us.
No, no. Stimulus.
Plural for what?
Stimulus for what? stimuli for Pururo.
Shout out. Anyway.
Very proud of Matlani.
But like, I feel like, do not ever feel bad for making the space that is conducive for you to succeed.
Speak on it.
Never feel bad for creating the right environment for yourself. If you feel like certain friends are not for you, they're not for you. And remove. It's nothing against them.
Block new group chat.
Or that. There's nothing against them. You have preferences. Yeah. Everybody has preferences. It's very okay to exercise your preferences as you wish.
That's so true. I feel like when just in friendships, never feel the need to accommodate for everybody, especially if you feel like it doesn't make sense to you.
Yeah.
If this person's not giving you what you need and you feel like you're giving them too much, remove new group chat. Replace. Or don't replace, reduce.
Speak yeah. on it.
Reuse.
Recycle.
Dango.
Yeah. Dango. So those are some important facts that people need to keep in mind. Whenever you're choosing your friends, whenever you are trying to be conscious of what kind of energy you need to keep around you, make sure that it is good for you. It is mutually beneficial. And yeah, and also don't be an ass, eh? Generally.
Don't be a D word.
Yeah, don't be a
Yo, Tato took it for her.
I was gonna say exactly what he said. That was my follow up.
Don't be a boost.
Don't be lekker, bro. Just be lekker, dog. Don't be a boost. Be a D. And honestly, like, as a person, be a D. Treat people the same way that you want to be treated. Yeah. Allow people the same yeah. courtesies you wish.
That's all I ask for in a friendship.
Yeah. That's what, whenever I use the term decency,
yeah.
that's what I mean. Reciprocation. Don't treat people in a way that you don't want them to treat you.
Yeah.
If you just live by that simple,
call it a philosophy.
Philosophy.
Speak
you will be a better person because you'll have a better environment
yeah.
than you would have being a boost.
100%. I just want to say also, guys, if you guys are listening to this podcast, please, in the comment section, in the reviews, please give us advice on friendships.
We would like yeah.
that. One thing that you think you've taken from your friends, one thing that you'd like to have from your friends, let us know. And on that note, guys, please give us 5 stars. The podcast is coming to an end.
It's been fun.
Guys listening. It's been a great, great, great episode.
I think this is our longest conversation.
This is very long.
It's very long. Can I add a closing remark?
Okay.
Somebody after the closing remark, close the podcast.
Yeah, but I think it's gonna shock you guys.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's not what you know me as.
Okay. Hey, damn, I told a mic. I told a headset.
He doesn't want to hear.
He doesn't want to hear this one. No. But you can hear.
Yeah. And closing quick remark. We all have different beliefs.
Yeah.
And I just want to close off for those that believe.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget to pray. Don't forget to manifest.
Yeah.
Don't forget to envision what it is that you want to do. Yeah, and then try to be the best version of Matladi if you can. And if it's a difficult situation, ask yourself,
what would Matladi do?